This is a recording of Providence Road Church of Christ in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gratefulness. The ability to look at what we have and remember that we have been blessed. So how are you today? Yeah, took you a minute, didn't you? You were, well, let's answer that question. I'm going to give you one more shot. How are you today? You know, if every day of our life we can remember to get up that way, I believe it will change our world. And that's what we want to talk about for a few minutes from God's Word this morning. Next week, we'll actually begin a brand new series called Good Gift, and it's all about the things that God brings us through the birth of Christ. There are some invitations that are out in the lobby if you want to grab one and give it to a friend. And we'll look forward to doing that beginning next week and on through December, all the way to Christmas Sunday morning. But for today, I want to try something. Close your eyes for just a moment. Some of you had already done that in the sermon. The rest can just join them. Go ahead, just close your eyes for just a moment. I'm going to say a word. I want you to get a picture in your head. All right? Here we go. Banana. Okay, all right. That's pretty easy. All right, great. Try this one. Giraffe. Not bad. If it has a long neck, you're in the right place. All right, good deal. One more word. You ready? Home. Oh, open your eyes. Now, with banana and giraffe, you probably all got about the same picture. But I think everybody has a different picture of home. What kind of house did you grow up in? I don't know if the house you grew up in looked a little bit like this, or maybe a little more like this one, maybe an apartment, maybe that's where you grew up, or maybe the home you grew up in was a real small house, kind of like this one, or maybe this was the home you grew up with. This was your front yard right there, right? Or maybe the home you grew up with looked a little more like this. I don't know what it was that you call home when you think of it in your head. But I'd like to tell you this morning, God has a design for the house that He'd like you to live in. The home that He wants us to dwell in. And it is a grateful house. God's desire is that you and I would live a life that has a foundation of gratitude and gratefulness. There's a scripture in the book of Psalms. It's one of the 100 Psalm. And it begins this way: enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. God's desire is that you and I would get up in the morning, and when we think about living in the house of God, living with the Lord, He says, here's how you come through the front door. I'm going to read that scripture one more time, and I'm going to ask boys and girls, all you to help me, and moms and dads and friends, you do it too. When we get to those red words, you read this out loud. You ready? Here we go. Enter His gates. Okay, don't see a turkey and don't see stuffing or dressing when you say thanksgiving. See you stopping and being grateful for what we have every day. One more time. Enter His gates and His courts with praise. Give and praise His name. What does it mean to have gratitude? To be thankful. Well, before I give you a definition, let me tell you three things God's Word says about it. First off, to live in a grateful house is to be obedient to God. Because God taught us to be thankful. He taught the Israelites to be thankful. Jesus taught the disciples to be thankful. How many grew up saying a prayer of thanksgiving before the meal that you ate at your house? You know, you bow your head and say, thank you, Lord. Maybe you have a prayer that you always say, God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. Amen. Or maybe you have a prayer that different people in your family say. At our house, when our boys were younger, sometimes before the prayer, they could just not hold them back, especially if we had something like black olives. Black olives just call out to little boys to do one of two things with them. One would be just to eat them, which wouldn't be too bad. Anybody know what else you can do with black olives if your fingers are small? Yes, you put one on each finger. And so on occasion, even before we had the prayer, if Mama had black olives on the table, some of the boys would be maybe popping one in their mouth or maybe putting them on their fingers. And they'd say, wait a minute,
We haven't had our prayer yet. And our boys began to say, well, that was my prayer bite. So what's a prayer bite? Well, I was just checking to make sure it was worth giving thanks for. Now, what's interesting is that God says, that's okay. He says, I don't mind if you pause and say, let me just think about my life. Is it worth giving thanks for? Would you do that for a second? Is there anything in your life that you say, you know, I'm glad I have that? How about love in your family? How about a mom or a dad? How about brothers and sisters? How about good teachers at school? How about the very fact that you got a place to lay your head at night? How about the fact that you have a job or live in a free country? If anybody here has any reason to be thankful, can I get a oh yeah from you? All right. So God says, it's all right if you look around. I don't even mind if you eat olive or two first, but I want you to remember to be thankful. Because a thankful house is also a holy house. A grateful house is a place where God lives. There's a really interesting scripture. Now, when I grew up, the Bible translation that my dad used was called the King James Version. Anybody ever seen a King James Version of the Bible? Right. Some of you may have one on your lap today. A lot of folks still read those. I use one called the New International Version, and there's a Today's English Version. And the Bible originally, boys and girls, was written in Hebrew, and then the New Testament written in Greek, and so it's translated into English. So there's different kinds of English translations, but I want to show you a King James verse from the book of Psalms. Take a look at this text. The scripture says, thou art holy, speaking of God, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Now, I'm sure that doesn't need any description. That's completely understandable, right? You use that word all of the time. Wrong. When someone says, where do you live? You could say, you mean, where is my habitation? Try that, boys and girls. Can I hear you say, where is my habitation? Try it. There you go. That's right. Freak a teacher out someday when they say, now, where do you live? You mean, where is my habitation? Well, the word habitation or inhabit means that's someplace you live. Now, watch what the psalmist says. He says, God lives in the praises of his people. When we say, thank you, God, God says, that's my house. When we say, Lord, thank you for what you've done, he says, that's my house. Hey, mom and dad, while I'm at it, when's the last time your kids heard you thank God? I don't mean like, oh, thank God we made it home. I mean like pausing and saying, you know, aren't we blessed? And isn't there a lot? And can I hear just the mom and dad say, oh, yeah, about that, please? Yet we have lots to be thankful for. Well, when my house is a house where gratefulness is part of the foundation, the scripture says God lives there. It's not only an obedient house and a holy house, but it is a blessed house. And here's what I really want to get to this morning. When you are grateful, it will bless your life. If you have your Bibles with you, open up the book of Philippians, and we're going to look at one scripture there where Paul tells us how to be grateful. I think he actually gives us a definition for gratefulness. I'm going to read chapter 4 and verse 5. Do not be anxious, that means worried or upset about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now, he goes on to say that the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, but then he makes this statement, the next screen, please. He says, this peace which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, he says, here's what you ought to think about. And take a look at this list. The scripture says, finally, brothers, can you read this with me? Whatever is true, whatever is, now all those words mean things that we might be thankful for, but look how the scripture continues. He says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, that means if it's really good and you say, God, thank you for giving it to me. Then he says this, think about such things. I'll tell you a secret. Gratitude is the ability to relive blessings that you've already got. You may want to write that down in your bulletin. Gratitude is reliving blessings you've already got. And you know what happens when I relive those blessings? I can show you right now. Once again, close your eyes, please. And this time, I want you to think of a really wonderful, warm, fun, good time you've had in the last month or two. Maybe it was a birthday party. Maybe it was a gathering of friends. Maybe it was just a night with your family when you thought, I just love being together with my family. Or maybe it was a night away from the family when you thought, I just love having a night away from whatever it was. Now quietly, can you, without opening your mouth, just say to God, thank you for that, Lord. All right, open your eyes. You know what you just did? You went back and relived that blessing. I looked out and saw a lot of you smiling. Some of you were trying to find the date, I could tell. And then you'd find it. Oh, yeah. And you smiled because when we relive a blessing, that's what gratitude is. Now, there's another thing you can do, and that is you can relive a hurt. Sometimes we need to go back and think about times that we've been hurt to understand them. But I'm afraid I get caught in that cycle of complaining and griping. You see, I can live in a grateful house or I can live in a griping house. I can live in a house where I say, God, thank you for what you've given me. And let me tell you what happens in a grateful house. In a grateful house, you're going to see more blessings and you're going to experience more blessings. Because grateful people see things that others miss. I get up in the morning and I say, oh man, I can't believe it's, you know, it's rainy outside. A grateful person says, I can use my umbrella today. I don't always get to do that. Somebody gets up and they says, oh no, it's snowing. But all the boys and girls get up and say, yay, it's a snow day, right? You see, when I start looking for blessings, I'm going to find more and more around me. But when I start looking for things to complain about, you'll always find some. You'll always find some. For some people, it seems that's all they do. They just look for things to complain about, to gripe about. Well, let me tell you, when you do that, you're missing joy. Somebody says every 60 seconds that you spend griping is a minute you just missed being happy. So this week, as you get ready for Thanksgiving, why don't you practice this? Anytime you find yourself kind of getting frustrated or upset, stop and choose to have gratitude. Now you say, well, I don't know if there's, what could I be grateful for? The word gratitude, and we're going to use it as kind of a foundation for our house this morning. The word gratitude has another word that's very similar. Could you bring me that brick? Has another word that's very similar to it, and it's the word thank you. And that's just it. It's thankful. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm thankful for you. Try that. Just tell them that. Today, we thought it would be good if we as a church just practiced this. Because there are people that we don't think much about, but that we ought to be more thankful for. For instance, would you bring me those next couple of bricks there? Which one you've got there? Okay. This one says, you know what? I'm thankful for the people who keep our city safe, and some of them are even members of our congregation. Could I ask any of our policemen that are here, and I'm looking around, I know that Troy was planning on being here this morning. Come on down, would you, brother? We're very thankful today to have one of Charlotte's finest, in fact, a couple of them. Hassan, come on down, guys. Mark, thank you. Come right on up here. Come right on up here with me. Thank you so much, Tony, for being here. I'll shake that hand. Hassan, it's good to see you. Mark, good to have you. Yeah, that's appropriate. Gentlemen, you know, sometimes, go ahead and be seated. Sometimes when we meet you guys, we're not always as thankful as we ought to be. Can all the moms and dads say, oh yeah? Sometimes even when you stop us to chat with us for a moment and ask for our license, we probably don't say what we ought to say. And what we really need to say is, To all the gentlemen and women who serve protecting us, thank you for what you do. Now, it's just a little way we've got to do so, but Holly Barrett, I think, has got a couple cards she's going to hand you, one of our ministers here. And this is just a little way from our church to say thank you for your service. But there are some other guys who serve right along with them, men and women, who serve and protect us in another way. Would you bring me that next brick there if you got it for you? Awesome. And these are, we got one more. There should be one right under that pew there. Thank you. That's the one. Bring it on up. Good deal. All right. We've got to get our house built in the right order. And those are our firemen and women. And I know we've got at least one. Roger Hunter, come on up here. I know you serve as a fireman here. Thank you for your service, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Clem, one of our elders, is going to hand him a card. We're going to get our exercise this morning. That's a good deal. Roger, I know that there are a lot of men and women who serve here in Charlotte who keep us safe. And let me tell you what. Whenever you meet a fireman, you're glad to be there. One, they don't give tickets. But two, they're the folks who rush in when the rest of us are rushing out. And we praise God for the bravery and for the willingness of them to serve. There are others who serve in our community kind of in different ways, but there are also folks, can I get the next couple of bricks, guys? There are also folks who we are grateful for. And if you'll bring this one up, and one more if you would. And these are our nurses and doctors, the folks that take care of us when we're sick. And we've got several of them this morning. In fact, I see one right here. Can all of our nurses and docs go ahead and come on up here and let us say we love you and appreciate you. Step right on up here if you would. Thank you so much, Dr. Rice, for coming. Hey, there she is, Vicki. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much, Vicki, for taking time to be here. Now, boys and girls, when I was in school, that's what I wanted to be. I was going to be a doctor. And then I took chemistry, and the Lord just worked on my heart. I know that you ladies represent some folks who have taken time and prepared themselves through arduous study and through working sometimes ridiculous hours. There were a number of our nurses and doctors who that we wanted to be here, but they're at the hospital right now. They're serving while we're sitting here. But yesterday, actually, the day before, a friend of mine was having surgery, Carlos Wayne Rostro, one of our members. And the nurse was in the room, and I said, can I have a prayer? And she said, oh, we're always glad to have prayers. And I realized the first thing I needed to say in that prayer was, Lord, thank you for this nurse. Thank you for these doctors and nurses who prepare themselves so that you can be there when we need you. Thank you so much. And bring me another brick, would you? Right down the road. Oops, nope, we're getting them out of order here. And that's my fault. I'll take this one. Thanks. Right down the road from us, we have some folks who serve people in our community that sometimes get forgotten. And that is our elderly. And it's my hope, I didn't see him this morning, but it's my hope that we have somebody here from Sunrise Assisted Living. And sure enough, we do. Madeline, come on down, Ms. Littman. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us today. Come join all these servants, would you? Do you know, every Sunday morning for the last, I don't know how many years, Madeline, there have been a little group from our church that you guys have allowed to come right over here to Sunrise and do a worship service for us. She said we should be thanking you. It is our honor to do so. If you've ever gone over and sung over at Sunrise and been part of that, would you stand up real quick? Would you do that? Great. We're thankful for you. Cool. Thank you, Mrs. Littman. Now, I recognize that there are a lot of folks working over there, and we appreciate you coming over to represent them. And in this next group, there's tons and tons of folks. Go ahead and bring that next one up. You got it right there. And that is, we have folks who serve as teachers in our community. And today, we are very, very thankful. We got a bunch of teachers. All right, so we'll have a couple of bricks there. We're very, very grateful to have some folks who represent a school that we've been partnering with. And today, Brian Bambauer, the principal of Lansdowne Elementary, is with us. Brian, would you come up for a moment?
Thank
you.
Hang right here a sec. You know, I know that every boy and girl here has a teacher that they love. Maybe it's not the one you've got right now, but you had at some point. Can I get a, oh yeah, everybody can say, yeah, we've got a teacher we love. But Mr. Bambauer, we are grateful that you have allowed us to partner with your school in being able to be supportive and be encouraging. And we want you to know we're praying for you and your staff, that God will just use you guys to continue to bless this community. Thank you for letting us partner with you over at Lansdowne.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And grateful is the right thing to be. I appreciate it. You can join this group up here if you don't mind for just a second. As we have teachers right here, can I ask our PCS staff and teachers to come up for just a moment? You know, we have teachers who've been serving here at PCS, some of them for 5, some of them for 10 years. We've had teachers here at PCS who have been working with children here for up to 15 years. We are so grateful for the ministry that these ladies serve. I see Jennifer Franklin, who is the director of PCS, and Jennifer Stansfield, thank you. Wow, Jennifer Stansfield, and right by her is Brandy Risley, and we've got several of our teachers. Here's Linda and Miss Kathy. Come down front and center for just a second. Would you ladies come right down on the center rug? Because we'd like to say thank you to you in a special way. There are some things in this bag for your classroom, and we just want to say, there she is, sneaking up here. We just want to say how much we appreciate you guys, and I believe there might be a couple of PCS students who are here today. If you are a current PCS student, would you come up and give these ladies a hug? I know there's at least one, and we'll go ahead and say, if you're a past PCS student and you were in PCS as a preschool, come up for just a second and give these ladies a hug while I say a word or two. Come on down, guys, and give your teacher a big hug. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Thank you. That is too cool. Very cool. Oh, my goodness. They do grow up, don't they? That's the thing. God bless you. You can be seated. All right, now you've sat here and you've said, okay, here's all of this stuff we're thankful for. Would you get your brick out now? This is your turn. You should have been given a little red brick when you came in. It's a piece of paper. And you want to grab a pen or a pencil for mom or dad, or let mom open her own purse. And thank you. And would you write something on it you're thankful for? Just want you to write something on it that you're thankful for. You may want to say, I'm thankful for Jesus. You may want to say, I'm thankful for my mom and dad. And of course, I'm going to take this last brick and put it right on top, because for us, you see, all of these servants are really just living in the example and the life that Jesus lived. Because Jesus says, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve you. You see, we believe that Jesus died and gave us life. And all of you folks, in the different ways that you serve, are little glimpses of Jesus in what you do for other people. So we want to give you a chance to put your brick up. On the wall right here and on the wall right over here, as well as right back there, you'll see a couple of red bricks. And way up top in the balcony, if you look over in the corner of the balcony, you'll see some red bricks over there. Underneath and in between those bricks right there, we got some secret sticky stuff. We're going to sing a song, and we'll just sing one song. We only got a couple minutes to do this. Would love for you just to go over and put your thankful brick up on the wall. This is one way of remembering that we are building a grateful house. Every time we say, thank you, Lord. Every time we pause and say, God, you are good to me. Somebody says, every morning I get up, I have two lists. I got a list of reasons to be grateful and a list of reasons to gripe. And then I get to make a choice. Which of the two lists will I look at? Paul says, think on those things that are good and noble and praiseworthy. Take that other list and pray about it, and then stick it in your pocket. And whenever you talk to anybody, tell them about your good list. You say, well, can I ignore the bad list? Well, who walks up and says both? How are you today? I'm wonderful, terrible. Nobody does that, right? Instead, we choose to look at that list of things that are good and noble and praiseworthy. I'm going to lead a prayer, and then I'm going to ask you, if you would, to just stick a brick up on the wall, and we'll close our service after that. Father, thank you for making us with the ability to be grateful. to remember our blessings and to celebrate them again. And then, Father, as we just build a grateful house today, God, we don't want this just to be one service. We want to be grateful people all week long. Lord, let it just bubble out of our mouths. And as we do, may we always give thanks to you. We pray this in Jesus' holy name, and all that agree say, amen. Go ahead, put a brick up on the wall. Let's build a grateful house while the praise team sings. Now, don't turn your head, but just kind of sneak a look at the person next to you. They're smiling. It happens. When you pause and think about the blessings in your life, I went over and read some on this wall over here. One says, thank you for my wife. Another says, thank you for my loving husband. And one on that wall says, I thank my parents for adopting me from Russia. I get chills when I start reading. And I hope you will, as we dismiss service in just a few moments, maybe just go over and read a couple of bricks. Because what it reminds us of is God has given us so much to be thankful for. And when I saw that one about being adopted, I realized I was adopted too. No, not by my mom and dad. I was adopted by my Heavenly Father. He adopted me into His family. He made me His son. And if you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ, if you're today or here and saying, I'd like to know more about it, or maybe you're here and saying, I've got a burden, I wish somebody could pray for me, we always close our services this way. Our team is going to lead us in a song, and we're going to stand in just a moment. We always leave this front row empty. And if you are here today and you think, man, I need to make a commitment to God, I haven't been the grateful person I need to be, then we'd love to pray with you, talk with you, and all you need to do is just walk down to this front row when we sing this next song. Because God so loved you that He gave His Son so that you could have something to be grateful for every day. Let's stand. And as this song is sung, if you're in need, won't you feel free to come?